It is not just wild card weekend, but it is super wild card weekend as the NFL is billing it, because three games on Saturday, three games on Sunday. I've got Brad and Ben from this podcast Sports Meets Beer ready to pick some NFL games. This has never happened before. Ben is in the lead while we're in the wild card, while we're in the playoffs, 26-12. Great job. And almost as crazy is Brad is in last place. So Brad, if you don't know, has won the last 3 years of football picks on this show. So this is
it's 3 years, but it feels like 17 years. Yeah, I'm surprised more than anyone else that where he's at right now. It just goes to show you what COVID has done to many people.
Are you more surprised about where you are or where he is?
Where he is.
Three games on Saturday start with the Colts, the number 7 seed in the AFC, against the Bills, the number 2 seed in the AFC. Brad, what do you got?
Phillip Rivers in a cold weather game. Shut it down. I'm going with the Bills. Bills look awesome. Their defense has not been great, but neither do the Colts. Josh Allen is incredible. I'm going with the Bills.
I'm going to make this statement right now, and it's probably going to bite me in the ass later. Buffalo Bills will go to the Super Bowl.
Ben,
it's that simple.
Ben, you just stole my thunder, because that's what I was going to say.
I'm sorry. Well, that's what happens when you bat third. I'll tell you right now, the Bills are rolling. They've won like 7 games in a row. And before that, they lost one and won 4 others. They are on fire. The Colts, you know, the Colts are the Colts. And their defense is nasty. Don't get me wrong. But the Bills just seem to be rolling right now. And it's everything that everyone wants, you know, minus being able to go to the Super Bowl and not win.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens before, but I think the Bills are going to go very far in the postseason.
Yeah. Clean sweep for the Bills. They're also my Super Bowl pick. I was going to try to shock y'all and say that they were going to be my pick this early, but apparently
I shocked you.
All right. Next game up is Rams, the 6th seed in the NFC, against the Seahawks, the 3rd seed of the NFC. And this, of course, is a divisional game and a game that they just played last week. So this one's in Seattle, though. Brad, what do you think?
Strange things are afoot in Seattle. That also is shocking people. The 49er defense did a great job last weekend against Seattle. They just don't have the playmakers on offense to be able to take advantage of the incredible job that defense did. Midway through the season, Russell Wilson threw like 4 picks in 2 games or something like that. And they completely changed the way the offense was rolling. Early in the year, it was let Russ cook. Then they started forcing this run game that wasn't super successful. The defense has played better since Jamal Adams has come back, but he's not 100%. And the 49ers put some stuff on tape about how you can shut down the Seahawks offense. And now the Seahawks are getting the best defense in the league in terms of yards per play and scoring. So they're going to make Jared Goff struggle a little bit, but the Rams offensively are good on the ground. The Niners were able to move the ball on the ground against them. I'm going with the upset. I'm picking the Rams.
Ooh.
I'm just going to say this. The Rams lost to the Jets. Let's go Seahawks. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Seahawks on this one, too. It's going to be very close, I think. And the next game on Saturday, I think, is the sleeper game of the entire weekend. And I think people are not expecting this to be that good, but I think it's going to be great. The Bucks, the 5 seed, against Washington football team, the 4 seed. And
what
there are so many storylines. I'm telling you. I have reasons, but go ahead. Brad, what do you think?
Washington's offense is like us trying to make it through like a 2-minute beer segment. It's impossible. We can't do it. I love Alex Smith, all the things that he's accomplished. He's putting his health at risk playing in this game. Yeah. He really is. The Tampa's going to do whatever they want. They're going to win however they want. Antonio Brown just all of a sudden looked like Antonio Brown again last week. Tom Brady is good in the playoffs. Washington's defense is, you know, they're a good defense. They're not elite, but they're real good. And Chase Young made the rookie mistake of calling out Tom Brady, and Tom Brady has made a career of seeking out those dudes and destroying them. Maybe this game is close for a minute, but then the Tampa Bay is going to go full Golden State Warriors third quarter / Kansas City Chiefs fourth quarter and put up like a crazy 21-point run, and that's going to be it. This game might be close for a minute, but do not take Washington.
No, I agree that I think the Bucs are also, consequently, my sleeper pick for the Super Bowl. I mean, I love Alex Smith. I have a lot of love for him. But do you really go against Tom Brady in any of these situations?
No.
No, you don't. No. So, yeah, it's Bucs all the way.
Now, I'm picking the Bucs, but here's why I think this is going to be a better game than people think. And Bruce Arians said this week that, you know, they referenced the fact that they're 11-5 and Washington's 7-9 and hosting this playoff game. And Bruce Arians said, no, we're playing a 4-1 team because when Alex Smith is their quarterback, they're 4-1, not 7-9. The Washington defense is pretty nasty. And if they can get pressure on Tom Brady, that'll be an issue. So that's why I think it's going to be closer than people think. They're better than 7-9, especially right now because they've been playing better lately. Going to be a better game than people think. I guarantee it.